Take control. Get a grip. Woo! Listen to me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, weekdays 2 till 5 on Talk 790 WWKY.
8:09 on a Wednesday morning. Stu Williams at Talk 790 WWKY. Good morning. It's raining out there, 42 on the outside. High today, 58, hopefully. We say good morning now to that journalistic pit bull. The man who will tear the news out of you like a junkyard dog with a bone.
Well, I got to tip my journalistic well used and tattered hat to you, sir. That was a pretty nice exclusive.
Nice little scoop we got this morning.
Just a few moments ago.
$40 million appropriation coming down from Ann Northup and Lee Hamilton for two bridges. Is that cool?
And she shared it with us first.
That's right. That's right. I think that is very cool.
She didn't share any of her breakfast, though.
No. Now, I'm sure the people in Anchorage are pulling their hair out right now with the news of that, that everyone seems to be getting behind this two-bridge idea.
What? Money for the bridge? What?
Yeah, they're not going to be real happy, probably.
No, they're going to be very unhappy campers.
They're going to get more lawyers.
Oh, that's true. It is time now for you to be the judge. We've done this before, but I'm going to lay the case out for you.
You be the judge.
You be the judge.
Thank you.
Put on that black robe, grab your gavel. I said your gavel.
Yeah.
Not there.
Here we go. Now, the parents of Robin Appleby, Billy Ray and Alice Appleby, have pleaded guilty to charges of reckless homicide, criminal abuse, unlawful imprisonment, and tampering with physical evidence in the death of their daughter Robin on November 9th last year. I think you will remember how shocked everybody was to find out that the Applebees allegedly locked her in a bedroom for the last year of her life. She weighed only 72 pounds when she was found dead. She was found dead in the family's home on Braidwood Avenue. She was fed mostly chips and cookies and was not even allowed out of the room to go to the bathroom. Now, what's even worse about this is the Applebees allegedly waited for a day to notify police of their daughter's death so they could clean up the room where she lived, to the point where I even think they repainted it.
Yeah. Oh, they repainted it. They pulled out the carpeting and put new carpet in.
All in one day.
And that, of course, immediately raised the suspicion of the authorities who came there because the room was at such odds with the rest of the house.
Yeah. But anyway, they have pleaded guilty to charges of, now listen to this, reckless homicide, criminal abuse, unlawful imprisonment, and tampering with physical evidence. Now, there's another side to this story. And I think you should know it. I mean, the father, Billy Ray Appleby, in the last year has been somewhat incapacitated by a stroke. And barely knew what was going on. Apparently, allegedly. I think that if it was just the mother and the son to take care of a retarded woman of 30 and a husband who'd had a stroke, I mean, you can get pretty strung out with situations like that. I'm not saying that to lessen the degree of what they did, but if you've not been in that position, it can be very, very difficult. There was a time in my life when I had to take care of my mother and my stepfather when they were very ill. At one time, they were in the hospital together. And it is a strain. It is a strain because my mother was frail the last few years of her life and needed constant care. And I had to do that and hold down a full-time job because I was an only child and there was no one else to help. And let me tell you, it's tough. It's very tough.
And one more thing, one more stressor to come down on you would have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Which is?
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, anything could have happened.
And so, like I said, it's a very, very stressful situation. It's a terrible situation. And I can imagine because of Robin Appleby's condition, they might have gotten to the end of the rope. I'm not justifying it, but I could see how it could happen. But now I want you to be the judge, because since they have pleaded guilty to reckless homicide, criminal abuse, unlawful imprisonment, and tampering with physical evidence, they will now appear before a judge, and a judge will pronounce a sentence on Billy Ray and Alice Appleby. Now, the question is, since you are going to be the judge, how would you sentence Billy Ray and Alice Appleby? How much compassion would you have for their situation? Or how much lack of compassion would you have for their situation? I mean, this was a very, very terrible, tragic story. And I just wonder how you feel about it. There were a lot of opinions about it when it was first found out how she actually really died. And now we're going to come down to soon. There will be sentencing in this case. So you tell me, if you were the judge and you heard the charges against Billy Ray and Alice Appleby, what would your sentence be? 571-9959, free call, cellular, 1-star-790. 571-7900, the overflow lines are open. Or you can fax it in, 540-5851.
Well, apparently it was only the last year or so of her life that this went on, because if you talk to the neighbors who knew the family, they can recall years previously when they'd see her out and about, or she'd be on the way to school, or she'd be sitting at the kitchen table eating.
Well, we're going to find out. We are going to find out. 571-9959, free call, cellular, 1-star-790, 571-7900. You be the judge this morning in the case of Billy Ray and Alice Appleby. They have already pleaded guilty to charges of reckless homicide and other charges in the death of their daughter, Robin. A sad story, but I think it's something we should look at because it certainly did cause a lot of commotion when, like I said, it came out right before Thanksgiving about what really happened to Robin Appleby. So, you be the judge, you sentence the Applebys, what would you do? Are you compassionate because of the strain of taking care of a retarded child for 30 years? Or do you throw the book at them? Traffic and AccuWeather together coming up. Think about this and give me a call. Talk 790 WWKY.
Stu William, Talk 790 WWKY.
Here's what you missed if you weren't listening to Ken Hamblin.
Respecting the flag or honoring America is a sellout thing to do. You're part of the problem, and I'm going to denounce you. If you're a black teacher in a black school teaching English, and at the end of the year or two or three black children, your students can't speak English, I want you to drink the strychnine. You're the problem.
Ken Hamblin, late evenings, 10 till 1 on Talk 790 WWKY.
818 at Talk 790 WWKY. We have a little traffic and AccuWeather together, airborne air, and people, for the most part, except for one or two little problems, have been behaving this morning.
They have been doing pretty well. We do have a wreck on 64 West near Hurst Point, so you're going to run into those delays as you're leaving the East End. That seems to be the only interstate problem we have. At last check, your junction crowds were still very heavy, but it's already starting to improve slightly. Kennedy Bridge traffic was also doing a little bit better coming across out of southern Indiana. An earlier wreck, Lexington, still should be out of your way by now, but still be careful as you're rolling through there. And in general, your roads are wet from this rain, so they're moving a little bit slower than normal. Give yourself a couple extra minutes and be very careful as you head out. With over 75 locations in the Louisville area and southern Indiana, there's always a National City branch nearby for your convenience. My next report in less than 10 minutes, I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, here's the Talk 790 WWKY exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast from meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Today, cloudy and windy, periods of rain, the high 58. Temperatures will remain steady tonight. There could be showers and thunder showers possible starting this afternoon. They could be heavy at times. They'll go through the night into the morning. Now, tomorrow, the temperatures will start out in the 60s and then fall through the 50s in the afternoon. And there still could be some more rain. Friday, partly sunny, the high 55. Right now, 42 in Louisville. At Talk 790 WWKY.
It's hot.
Here's your sunscreen, a fresh towel, and something delicious to drink. Can I get you anything else?
Talk 790.
WWKY lets you talk about today's hottest topic.
Black students aren't the only one that refused to stand up and salute any American flag.
With hot topics and hot tropics, you could win a free vacation.
First.
Visit any Roadrunner video location.
Or
call Domino's Pizza.
Now.
You've got your entry form.
Next.
Fill out your entry form and send it to Hot Topics, Hot Tropics.
520 South 4th. Third floor, Louisville, 40202. No purchase necessary.
Then listen for your name to be announced weekday mornings at 720 with Stu Williams.
Or afternoons at 520 with Joe Arnold.
Hear your name, and you've got 7 minutes and 9 seconds to call 571-7900 to get registered to win one of two relaxing free trips to the tropics.
A four-night cruise on the Big Red Boat.
Or a three-night princess vacation getaway to their private Caribbean island resort.
Hear your name on Thursdays. Call in and win a men's or ladies' Bulova watch instantly.
See official rules at station.
From Roadrunner Video.
Domino's Pizza.
Travel by Design.
The Big Red
Princess Vacation.
B&K Printing.
And Talk 790 WWKY.
Hey, son.
Give me your Doritos.
You didn't say please.
Surrender them to the dark side.
No surrenders today.
It is pointless to resist.
Watch me, I'm resisting.
The Star Wars trilogy is back on the big screen. Celebrate its return with Star Wars 3D motion cards and discs in specially marked bags of Doritos tortilla chips. Collect all your favorite moments.
Give me your Doritos.
Nice bucket on your head. Go wash my car.
But the force is strong with this one.
Star Wars and Doritos. The adventures never end. Limited time only.
I want to see stars.
I want to see stars.
That's the rallying cry of movie lovers bored by the bad movies on most movie channels.
I want to see stars.
Stars Movie Channel. Because in primetime, no other movie channel shows more exclusive first-run theatrical movies. Only on Stars and nowhere else. Movies like Casino, Mr. Holland's Opus, and Up Close and Personal. Call 1-800-ONLY-STARS. Only the best movies become stars. An Encore Multiplex.
What you're about to hear can help save your life. You can count on Genuine Bayer Aspirin to relieve tough pain. But if you think all leading pain relievers are the same, Genuine Bayer Aspirin can do something Tylenol and Advil can't. Only Genuine Bayer Aspirin can reduce the risk of another heart attack by up to 50% when taken regularly with a diet and exercise regimen. Ask your doctor and use only as directed. There's also Extra Strength Bayer, nothing stronger on tough pain. Bayer, powerful pain relief and so much more.
Attention futures market traders. Where can you find the answers you need about this profitable and unpredictable market? Ira Epstein and Company, that's where. Ira Epstein will teach you all aspects of the fluctuating futures market and keep you informed on the latest trends. Call 1-800-284-4010 to get free industry reports and high-tech charting software. When you call, you'll also get 2 weeks of commission-free trading. 1-800-284-4010. That's 1-800-284-4010.
We get into more fights than Mike Tyson. Talk 790 WWKY.
It is 8:23 on a Wednesday morning. 42 on the outside, raining. Good morning, this is Stu Williams. We are looking at the case of Robin Appleby, of course. I think we all remember what happened to her. According to Jefferson County Police, her parents, mother and father, Billy Ray and Alice Appleby, had locked Robin in a room for the past year, fed her cookies and chips, would not even let her out to go to the bathroom. She only weighed 72 pounds when they found her dead November 9th. And before they let her, or they reported the death. They took time to clean up the room, paint the room, put new carpet in, and tried to do everything they could to basically throw the police off the track, so to speak.
You know what it kind of reminds me of?
What?
Someone who's been a prisoner of war.
You know,
put in a confined space, fed very little, given very little privileges, you know, basically wasting away.
See, you know, here's what I don't understand. Now, if they plead guilty, the Applebee's could be sentenced to between 5 and 20 years in prison. But Joe Gutman, the prosecutor, agreed not to take a position on the sentence or whether they should receive probation.
That was part of the plea bargain agreement, I believe.
The report showed that Robin died of a seizure disorder and suffered from severe malnutrition, but did not die of starvation. Well, now here's my problem. And I've said this about other cases, and I'll say it about this one before we go to the Dr. Laura call of the day. It seems to me that the prosecutors had a pretty airtight case. I mean, I don't know where there's a hole in this case. From the report of the coroner to the fact that they were that her room looked so different than the rest of the house because they had just painted it and laid new carpet. I don't understand why they even went for a plea bargain.
Well, maybe in this case they thought justice would be better served by saving the taxpayers a protracted, drawn-out expense of a trial. And the two defendants were willing to take a plea and take their punishment, and maybe he felt this was the best way for closure for everybody.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're talking about reckless homicide. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that if they locked her in a room, fed her cookies and chips, would not let her out to go to the bathroom, it seems to me that is premeditated murder. Because, I mean, that was their intent. I mean, when you lock someone away for a year, you feed them cookies and chips, you don't even let them out of that room to go to the bathroom. It seems to me that you're just waiting for Mother Nature to take over and finish the job for you. And to me, that seems like first-degree murder.
Yeah, apparently, part of the reasoning that they used to arrive at the position that they did was the fact that the coroner's report said she did not die of starvation.
Well, so what? I mean, yeah. She was going to. I mean, if the seizure did not kill her, she would have died of starvation. And the thing about it is, I wonder how many people listening to this radio station right now have been hungry. And I mean, where you haven't eaten a real meal for months. Do you know what that feels like? I mean,
you're not allowed to leave a room.
Imagine yourself shut up in a room for a year, and you're not even allowed out to go to the bathroom. Think about that. And that's why I say, why are we going for a plea bargain here? And the prosecutors are not going to take any position on whether they should receive jail time or even probation. We'll talk more about this. 571-9959, free call, cellular, 1-star-790, you be the judge. Now it's time for the Dr. Laura call of the day, brought to you by the Cellular Agents of the Year for 1995-96. Cellular Mobility, where the new deal is their clear and simple plan.
Joanne, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi, Joanne.
I'm quite honored to be through.
Oh, thank you.
First, I'd like to thank you for promoting stay-at-home moms. I'm one. My son's 14 months old, and I never knew there would be such a rewarding career.
Yeah.
So I thank you for that support. I'm calling because I'm looking for your advice. Actually, my mom suggested I ask you. My dad's sister, who will be 52 this year, I believe, hasn't spoken to me since I was 9 years old, and I'm debating.
And why is that? That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's a real strange situation.
Well, what happened at 9?
On Mother's Day of 1979, I threw a temper tantrum at my parents' home after we had spent the day with my grandma and my aunt and my family, which is my brothers, my mother, my father, and myself. And I stomped out of the house, and my mom apparently laughed at the dramatics of what I did, not why I stomped out. I said Daddy's a liar because I was the rule keeper of the house and stomped out, and my parents apparently laughed. Well, since that day, my aunt has never set foot in that home, has ignored my existence, and now her mother, which is my son's great-grandmother, gets a lot of joy from him, enjoys the visits they have or pictures or whatever, and my grandma sends me cards saying, well,
does your aunt talk to your mom?
No. Not even my, not...
Oh, so it's not just you. Your aunt doesn't talk to your mom. Does your aunt talk to your dad?
If needed, yeah.
Does your aunt talk to your brothers and sisters?
Not my brothers. No, I don't have any sisters.
Okay.
I guess I just take, I've taken it personally, and I know...
Well, why would you take it personally when she decided to cut off the whole family? Would you take it upon yourself personally?
That's something I've been questioning for a little while.
Well, what's your answer?
I guess that's selfishness. Because of the situation, I chose to blame myself because I didn't know of the circumstances. And within the past year, my mom has updated me on what really happened following that, that there was no way I could have known. And so now I look at it differently. And now that I've become a mom, I guess I'm wondering if it's realistic to want to repave the bridge. And if so, I mean, this woman is one, apparently one of her jobs.
No, don't go back into a discussion. Just stick with the question.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine for you to call and say, would you like to come over and see the baby?
Is it?
That's it. Would you like to come over and see the baby? It's been a long time since I've seen you. I'd like to see you, make you some dinner. Why don't you come over and see the baby?
Should I involve my grandmother in this?
Involve your grandmother in this?
The reason I ask is...
What are you, setting up a counseling clinic? Just call your aunt and invite her over. Maybe that will be said in a way, like I suggested, so that you're not rehashing old times, we're not going over history, we're allowing her to save face, and we're just opening a door. I always think it's nice to open a door. Open the door. If she wishes to come through it, she will. If she doesn't, she won't.
And then I just hold her accountable for her own actions, right?
What do you mean, hold her accountable? For what actions?
I don't...
Hold her accountable for what actions?
If she chooses to continue to not be a part of our lives.
Then she doesn't want to... She doesn't want to.
I'm offended because she's getting to know my child through pictures and not, you know,
Don't spend your time being offended by such things.
Okay.
Don't spend your time being offended. It's a waste of time.
Okay.
Open the door. If she wants to come through it, if she doesn't, if she can't, she won't. Who knows what lurks in people's brains?
Thank you very much. I appreciate your input. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Having your car break down on the road is a scary thought. That's why you need a cellular phone from Cellular Mobility. Call and ask about their clear and simple plan from Bell South Mobility. $25 a month, 25 minutes a month included, and 30 cents for each additional minute. That's it. They'll also give you a phone at no charge. Peace of mind from Cellular Mobility. Call 339-1156, 339-1156. Requires Bell South Mobility credit approval, 2-year agreement, and a $15 setup fee. Cellular Mobility is an authorized agent of Bell South Mobility.
8:32, you can hear Dr. Laura every day, 2 till 5, only on Talk 790 WWKY. Now, it's time for the news with Stan Cook. We're going to talk more about how you would sentence Billy Ray Appleby and Alice Appleby, the parents of Robin Appleby, who, according to police, allegedly kept her locked in a room for the last year of her life, fed her chips and cookies, and the poor girl only... weighed 72 pounds when she died. Then they waited a day to inform police that they could straighten up the room, put in new carpet, painted, trying to pull a fast one, and now they got caught. So you're going to be the judge in the Robin Appleby case. How would you sentence her parents? So, Stan, are you ready? You got the news?
All set.
We got some bridge news, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all you Anchorage residents who are so worried about the bridge, listen up. Well, let's put it this way. Things just got a little more grim for you. Stan's got it all for you. Coming up, Talk 790 WWKY.
Joe Arnold wants to know.
But it sounds like to me what your son told you was that he really didn't consider it an option at that point.
They teach more absence. I think he'd be a happier kid right now because he's in a crossroads between, you know, every girl I go out with, do I have to do this with? Or should I just be what I want to be and just, you know, go on being a kid?
Joe Arnold, late afternoons, 5 till 7, only on Talk 790 WWKY.
Good morning. It's 42 at 8:34. I'm Stan Cook with news and Talk 790 WWKY.
Rain is the forecast today. We got to look out for some thunderstorms tonight. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi. The exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast is coming up in minutes on Talk 790 WWKY.
This news is brought to you by Tropus. They'll save you money with their electronic filing for the office. A major announcement moments ago from Kentucky Congresswoman Ann Northam. Everybody else is going to find out about this later in the afternoon when she holds a news conference, but in conversation with Talk 790 WWKY's morning show host, Stu Williams, she gave him this exclusive announcement. Northup says she and Lee Hamilton are proposing a spending request of $40 million over the next 5 years for the construction of two bridges. Again, that's $40 million over the next 5 years, $20 million for each bridge. In other news this morning, credit card debt is up dramatically over the past 4 years. The Consumer Federation of America says everyone is to blame and that the average debt is about $6,000. The Board of Aldermen delays action on the ordinance to ban new dancing in Louisville's bars. The aldermen are concerned about the legality of the measure, and therefore they're sending it on to the Attorney General's office for a legal opinion. Out in Bullitt County, the adult entertainment ordinance is said to be unconstitutional. Bullitt Circuit Judge Thomas Waller says state law grants cities the right to regulate adult entertainment, but provides no such power to county governments. Why is the Louisville Fraternal Order of Police circulating a survey about Police Chief Doug Hamilton? The FOP said it is not circulating the survey because of the transfer of seven commanders by Chief Hamilton, something that has upset a number of people. Sports is coming up on Talk 790 WWKY.
For Document Imaging, we did an exhaustive search of the many companies on a national basis. We found Tropus to be very exciting for us.
Bank of Louisville Chief Operating Officer David Meese chose Tropus for Document Imaging.
They use the standard state-of-the-art systems that everyone else used, and we really felt that they brought a lot of value to the table. Very bright, able to take our specifications and basically turn those around into something that we can use, again, as a working solution here at the bank.
Why go out of town when Tropus has the best digital imaging systems plus faster local service?
One of the benefits that we really liked about Tropus was the fact that they were a local systems integrator, that they could bring to us the best of solutions, whether it was hardware, software, and then customization from their systems engineering people.
Whether you're a small business or on the Fortune 500, no one is more capable than Tropus to design your document imaging system. Tropus on Grinstead Drive. Call 456-5567.
This is your big game station, Talk 790 WWKY. Coach Rick Pitino of the Kentucky Wildcats just a little perturbed last night after Kentucky's win over Tennessee, 74-64. Why perturbed, you say? Well, consider the fact in the first half, his star player Ron Mercer was decked literally, though he did come back and finish out the game. And three Kentucky Wildcats fouled out of the game. He said he only wanted just to get on the bus and get out of the state. Kentucky over Tennessee, 74-64. Wake Forest over Georgia Tech, 71-55. Cincinnati over Southern Miss, 63-49. I'll have more news in 30 minutes. I'm Stan Cook on Talk 790 WWKY.
8:37 on Talk 790 WWKY. We have a little traffic and AccuWeather together. Airborne, Aaron Miller, what's happening?
Well, Stu, we got a wreck in the east end, 64 West near Hurstbourne. And last check, that was still getting cleared. Hurstbourne, though, is improving around to I-64 at our last look at that. Your Watterson ride over to Pop Level and I-65 is doing better, both east and westbound. As you're coming into the junction, you are improving there, too. On 64, merging with I-71, heading in towards 3rd and River Road. North 65, still heavy down the ramps to Broadway, and South 65, still crowded across the Kennedy in the right lane, and then on down to your Jefferson Street ramp as well. Tonight's Kentucky Powerball jackpot is $11 million. Get your tickets today. Powerball, somebody's going to win. It might as well be you. My next report in less than 10 minutes. I'm Aaron Miller with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
This is meteorologist Joe Bastardi with your exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY. Becoming windy today with periods of rain, high 58. Windy tonight and tomorrow morning with thunderstorms around, and these could bring severe weather. Temperatures steady tonight. We'll start mild tomorrow morning, then it'll turn cooler in the afternoon. Temperatures tumble into the 50s. Friday intervals of clouds and sun, the high 55. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi with your exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast on Talk 790 WWKY.
42 in Louisville at Talk 790 WWKY.
After Stu, Stan, and Joe get finished messing with your mind, I'll help you regain some sense of sanity. Joe,
I doubt
Arnold,
it.
This afternoon at 5 on Talk 790 WWKY.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, this morning we are talking about basically a very tragic case. We're talking about the case of Robin Appleby. And of course, it made a lot of news in November when it was eventually found out that she didn't die of natural causes, as, of course, everyone first thought, but she died because of the way she had been treated the last year of her life. I think it's very sad. And I just, I don't know how else to put it other than it's a very sad situation.
I mean, here you have a woman who is dependent on others to care for her, who needs other people to help her, to care for her. And there's no question about that. It's not something that she can pretty much do on her own. She needed them. She depended on them. And so they pretty much lock her in a room for a year.
If the police report bears out, and I think it has now because they have pleaded guilty, that Robin was locked in her room for the last year of her life. She was fed only cookies and chips. She was not allowed out of the room for a year. She was not allowed out of the room to even go to the bathroom.
And you look at the circumstances surrounding the family with one ill member of the family and one mentally handicapped member of the family, and you can kind of look at it and understand the stress they were under, but it's hard to be merciful, even taking into account that stress, when you look at the situation that this young woman was in and how she was basically kept prisoner in her own room.
I know. And like I said, if the judge could sentence them from 5 to 20 years, I guess they... Could even be just sentenced to probation because Prosecutor Joseph Gutman said the additional the charges for reckless homicide were not placed against the Applebees until the reports of the autopsy came through.
And when they go to court or whatever, they didn't even bother with part of the plea agreement. It was no recommendation, no comment at all from the prosecutor, from the attorney.
That's right. The prosecutors will not comment or suggest to the judge what they would like to see in a sentence. Now, like I said, I want you to be the judge. You tell me how you would sentence the Applebees.
There you are. You're, up on the bench in the black robes and all, and this is the case that's been laid out before you, and you got to decide what are you going to do with these people.
Now, it says, according to the coroner's report, that Robin died of a seizure disorder and suffered from severe malnutrition, but did not die of starvation. If she had been starved to death, more serious charges would have been likely, said Gutman. Now, he is an assistant Commonwealth attorney. Now,
I got to tell you, Stuart, she wasn't, I don't think she was far from it. What, she was, 72 pounds?
Yeah.
When she died?
And I mean, how do we know, and we don't know the coroner's report, I mean, was her malnutrition, what part did it have to play in the suffering of these seizures?
Yeah.
And my other question is, when it's only reckless homicide, they locked her up. They didn't let her out, even to go to the bathroom. They fed her cookies and chips.
Unbelievable.
But the thing is, to me, when you do that to a person, and they're down to 72 pounds, and you see that person every day, to me, that seems like that there's some premeditation there.
Yeah, you gotta really question the motive of the people that were doing that at that point.
Yeah,
they obviously weren't doing the things that you would typically do to care for someone, to keep them healthy and happy. That was certainly not the case. You don't lock somebody in a room for a year and never let them out if you want them to be healthy. You don't throw a cookie and chips their way every once in a while for their only food if you want them to be healthy.
And I mean, was she given water? Was there water? I mean, did they give her water? I mean, they must have gave her something, but I mean... Living in a room where you can't even go to the bathroom, do you realize the stench, the mess that must have been? And are we? And they are going to give the Applebees to cop a plea of reckless homicide, and make no recommendation on sentencing to the judge. I mean, I think this is a little lax here.
Well, now maybe Gutman thought that making no recommendation whatsoever would be as telling as making a recommendation. Maybe the judge is going to be stricter than he would have been. Sometimes you call for a reference on an employee, and the employer says, well, I have no comment, and all you can think is, wow, it must be really bad, and something may have gone on. Well, if the prosecutor says no comment, maybe that's what's going to happen.
Well, anyway, the number 571-9959, free call, cellular 1-790, if you want to call and comment on this. How would you sentence the Applebees? I think that's the most important thing, and I guess I'm wondering aloud... you know, is reckless homicide as good as they could do? And I think they're being rather lenient, even with a plea bargain, not recommending some sort of jail time. I mean, literally, the Applebee's could get probation.
It could happen, and the prosecutors aren't going to say what they would like. They're not going to tell the judge we think they ought to get probation or they ought to get 20 years. They're just going to sit there with their hands in their pockets and say nothing. And, you know, this is a situation where you would not treat, I don't know anyone who would even treat their own dog this way, for crying out loud.
I don't want to be, I am being judgmental, and I just think that, you know, why the prosecutors went for a deal like this when they had a pretty open and shut case. I mean, the girl only weighed 72 pounds.
They apparently had a lot of evidence,
you
know, after they got over there and started looking around, you know, old carpeting, and they've, it seems like you say that they had a pretty good case. Why they seem to have backed away from it as they have.
This is not the first time that the prosecutors have done this. We've talked about this before, and I don't understand what's going on. Maybe you do. But comments about the sentencing, comments about the charges, and why would you plea bargain out a case like this? We'll find out. It's 8:46 on Talk 790 WWKY.
Stu Williams.
Stu Williams.
Talk 790 WWKY.
The G-Man, setting the record straight.
You were sort of the counter-terrorist expert and action officer, so to speak, for the Central Intelligence Agency.
Clearly, what we had to do was to start a backfire, start a guerrilla movement in Nicaragua to divert their attention, perhaps get enough pressure on them to bring them to the negotiating table with their neighbors.
G. Gordon Liddy, middays 10 till 2, only on Talk 790 WWKY.
8:47 at Talk 790 WWKY. Traffic and AccuWeather together brought to you by Lobel's exclusive Toshiba dealer, Triple M Business Products, where no one copies their service. Airborne.
Yep.
We have been lucky. We've dodged another proverbial traffic bullet.
Yes, we have.
Really, for the weather and everything else, it's not been too bad this morning.
No, and we still have that wreck on 64 West near Hurstbourne, but they have pushed it off to the side, so that situation is improving. Still slow through there, though. Just got a report of a stalled vehicle in traffic on Taylor Boulevard at Ashland. That's a little bit south of Watterson off Taylor Boulevard ramp, so be careful of that. But otherwise, things are just gradually improving. No severe trouble spots into the junction or across the bridges at last check of the downtown area. Have you heard about Bell South Mobility's great offer? $25 a month with 25 minutes of airtime. It's a limited time offer, and plus, when you purchase a digital phone, receive a $100 rebate. Call 329-7777. My next report in less than 10 minutes, I'm Airborne Arrow with traffic on Talk 790 WWKY.
Here's a Talk 790 WWKY exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast from meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Cloudy and windy, periods of rain. It's doing that right now, the high 58. Now, temperatures will remain steady throughout the day into tonight. There will be showers and thunderstorms. They could be heavy beginning this afternoon. Just stay tuned here to your AccuWeather station. We'll find out what's going on. Now, tomorrow, the temperatures will begin to fall in the morning. They'll fall throughout the day into the afternoon to the mid-50s, and it'll be cloudy. Friday will be partly sunny, the high 55. Right now, 44 in Louisville. Talk 790 WWKY.
If winter storms have you concerned about your roof, here are two things you can count on. One, it'll storm again. And two, Sears can correct your roof problems fast. Call 1-800-664-1800 and save $300 on selected 30-year shingles when you have a Sears roofing system installed. Call now and make no payments till May when you use your Sears charge. With Sears Roofing, you can get an exclusive warranty and guaranteed satisfaction. And Sears Roofing is sold, furnished, and installed by Diamond Exteriors, a Sears authorized contractor. License numbers on request. So if you need a new roof fast, call Sears Roofing now and save $300 on selected 30-year shingles. Just call 1-800-664-1800. Offer ends February 28th. Minimum purchase, 2,000 square feet. Finance charges accrue from date of purchase. Payments may vary depending on account balance. Not available in all areas. Just ask for details. If you don't know roofing, know your roofer. Sears. Call now, 1-800-664-1800.
It's hot.
Harry.
Yeah, Mark.
Are you getting hot yet?
Yeah, roll me over. I need to get an even tan.
Talk 790.
WWKY lets you talk about today's hottest topics.
You people are sick.
No, you're
sick. You Republicans are crooks.
What?
You could be on your way to the tropics.
First.
Visit any Roadrunner video location.
Four.
Call Domino's Pizza.
Now.
You got your entry form.
Next.
Fill out your entry form and send it to Hot Topics, Hot Tropics. 520 South 4th, 3rd floor, Louisville, 40202. No purchase.
purchase necessary.
Listen for your name to be announced weekday mornings at 7:20 with Stu Williams
or afternoons at 5:20 with Joe Arnold.
Hear your name and you've got 7 minutes and 9 seconds to call 571-7900 to get registered to win one of two relaxing free trips to the tropics,
a 4-night cruise on the Big Red Boat,
or a 3-night princess vacation getaway to their private Caribbean island resort.
Hear your name on Thursdays, call in and win a men's or ladies' bowl of a watch instantly.
See official rules at station.
From Roadrunner Video,
Domino's Pizza,
Travel by Design,
the Big Red Boat,
Princess Vacation,
B&K Printing,
Talk 790 WWKY.
So, the market's going wild, and I'm trading online with one of those new places. Try to dump 500 shares. It looks like I did. 2 hours later, my screen says I didn't. This isn't electronic trading. It's electronic suicide.
With eSchwab, in most cases, your market order is confirmed instantly, all for a low price of just $29.95 a stock trade. Call 1-800-ESCHWAB and start saving now.
They promised a bargain, but then it turns out quotes cost extra. Software's on me, and research, forget about it.
eSchwab comes complete with state-of-the-art software, research, and real-time quotes. Get the righty. Call 1-800-ESCHWAB now.
Their system was jammed. I wait and wait and wait while the stock I want goes up, up, up.
You get what you pay for.
Call 1-800-ESCHWAB to open an account now, and the portfolio management software is on us. Pay just $29.95 a stock trade and get electronic trading the way it should be. Charles Schwab & Company, member SIPC NYSE for equity trades up to 1,000 shares.
Lobbying verbal hand grenades.
Talk 790 WWKY.
Good morning. It is 8:51. This time check, every time
Stop
I do
that.
It, I always
Stop
say
that.
6.
And this morning you said it was Monday and not Wednesday. Stop
that. Man. I've been eating too much junk food.
Yeah, you've been on this healthy diet. You had some junk food this morning and it threw you off completely.
571-9959, free call, cellular 1, star 790. The overflow lines are open, 571-7900. And you can fax your opinion to me, 540-5851. We're talking about the death of Robin Appleby. Her parents, Billy Ray and Alice Appleby, have pleaded guilty to a variety of charges, including reckless homicide, criminal abuse, unlawful imprisonment, and tampering with physical evidence in connection with the death of their daughter. And I just think that, first of all, I want to find out, if you were the judge, how would you sentence them in this crime? And the other thing is, I mean, why did we have a plea bargain on this case? I really don't know. Bill is a first-time caller. Talk 790 WWKY. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I want to congratulate you guys on that news coup you all had.
How about that?
Hey, you all backed the right horse in the race, and it paid off for you. That's great.
Yeah, well, let me put it to you this way. You know, we had a horse and a camel, and, for my way of thinking, there was no choice. She was really the only good candidate.
Absolutely. Y'all made a good choice. Anyway, this thing with this the Applebee's, I don't know if it was y'all brought it out yet, but there was a daughter, another daughter, an older one. It was the oldest child of the family that lived just 5 doors down. Who knew this was going on?
Huh. No, I did not know that.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason she probably wasn't prosecuted because she didn't habitate the house.
You're probably right.
And I mean, she knew what was going on, but burn them. Burn them all the way. If they had the gumption and the knowledge to cover up, you know, put a new door, the new door locks on the door to her room, do the carpet, the paint, they knew to pick up a phone and call a daggone state agency to take this girl away and, you know, help them out.
Well, you would think so, and like I said, I think the fact that they did what they did showed, you know, all sorts of premeditation. And,
absolutely.
And the fact that the prosecutors plea bargained this out and now have, in part and parcel to the agreement, they will make no recommendation to the judge on how they feel they should be sentenced. I'm just real disappointed with that.
Yeah, Gutman did it. Gutman, I don't know what his problem is, but the Applebee's did a dock out on this girl, and it was terrible. And throw a cookie to her, chips, and not let her clean up after herself. You know, she was, I don't know how far along she was in her retardation. She was probably pretty far along, but you wouldn't treat an animal that way. That was pretty bad.
I know. Bill, I'm glad you called.
Yes.
Take care.
Stu?
Yes.
It's Prospect, not Anchorage. Prospect that's going to get
that's
the bridge.
Right. That's right.
Stay off that junk food diet.
Man, I'll tell you what. You know, and Joe Arnold did some shows on that. It is Prospect. It is not Anchorage. And, anyway, it's been a long morning. I don't know why.
Okay.
All right.
See ya.
Take care. All righty. Richard, you're on Talk 790 WWKY.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a father of a handicapped child.
All right.
And news like this extremely agitates me. I cannot even conceive of anyone treating their child this way.
Mm-hmm.
And the judicial system is a joke. These people should be locked up in a room and treated the same way that they treated their daughter. That it just is unheard of. That scum like this should not be able to walk the earth. And that's how I feel about that.
All right, Richard, I'm glad you called, sir.
I enjoy your show. I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, it is 8:55. Greg, you'll be up next. We're talking about Robin Appleby. I think it is a shame the way that Prosecutor Joe Gutman has let them plea bargain this out. They had a good case. They had a strong case. And like I said, now, you know, the judge, you know, can rule any way he wants, even up to 20 years, maybe even probation. I don't know. So how would you sentence the Applebees, and what do you think? I mean, do you think Joe Gutman wimped out on this case? He had a good case and plea bargained it. I mean, I think with the fact of what they did, there's some premeditation here. But give me your opinion. It is 8:56. Traffic and AccuWeather together coming up on Talk 790 WWKY.
Stu Williams, Talk 790 WWKY.
Going broke? Listen to the Money Game.
How are you?
Just fine. How are you doing?
Better than I deserve. How can
I
we help?
I knew you were going to say that. So are we. Except for our house, everything's paid off.
Wow.
$25,000 this October.
Way to go. He's out of there.
We're
finished.
The Money Game, evenings at 7, only on Talk 790 WWKY.
8:57 on Talk 790 WWKY. We have traffic and AccuWeather together for the last time to Airborne, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Like always, are we ending on a high or a low note?
It's going to be a high note. We do have
wonderful.
But just a couple minor trouble spots. One is on 64 West near Hurstbourne, that wreck, but it's off to the side. Stolen vehicle, Taylor Boulevard at Ashland, a little bit south of Watterson. Sticking out in traffic, but not a big deal. Everything else is improving. You're doing well out into the junction and across the bridges, so buckle up and be careful as you head out. With over 75 locations in the Louisville area and southern Indiana, there's always a National City branch nearby for your convenience. I'm Airborne Aaron with the traffic. Back this afternoon for your ride home with Dr. Laura and Joe Arnold on Talk 790 WWKY.
All right, here's the Talk 790 WWKY exclusive AccuWeather three-day forecast for meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Today, cloudy and windy, periods of rain, the high 58. Now, the temperature will remain steady throughout the day into the night. There'll be showers and thunderstorms probably starting this afternoon. They could be heavy. They could last all the way through tomorrow morning. Then the temperatures will be steadily falling tomorrow in the afternoon into the 50s. It'll be cloudy Friday, partly sunny, the high 55, 42 in Louisville. A Talk 790 WWKY.
Here goes. The hip bone's connected to the shin bone. The shin bone's connected to the ankle bone. The ankle bone's connected to the... okay, that should be enough to prove my point. Because as painful as that was to listen to, it's nothing compared to how painful a real problem with your bones or joints could be. And if you're experiencing that kind of pain, there's only one place you should be. The new Center for Advanced Orthopedics of Norton Hospital. The area's premier facility of its kind, the Center for Advanced Orthopedics is dedicated exclusively to the treatment and diagnosis of orthopedic disorders. And while we're currently offering services such as arthroscopic surgery, joint replacements, and an arthritis treatment program through our Center for Bone and Joint Disorders, the new center will provide even more advanced services and programs. So for all kinds of orthopedic problems, there's one place where it all comes together, the new Center for Advanced Orthopedics of Norton Hospital.
When it comes to trailblazing, there's nothing more rugged than the paper trail.
I work in a silver mine in the middle of a ghost town. It's a tough environment for copiers. Dust constantly gets into the Xerox copier, a real fine, filtery dust.
That's not good.
We love our Xerox service rep. Whenever I call him, he comes in a heartbeat.
There's nothing like a Xerox copier or a Xerox service.
Dust storms and snow, rain, and dirt roads, they don't stop him.
The document company, Xerox. To learn more, call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
For those who suffer from the misery of cold sores, finally there is a penetrating breakthrough. Now there's new Veractin in cream or gel. While many cold sore remedies stay on the surface, new Varactin with tetracaine has a unique formula that penetrates into the skin for fast, effective relief of pain and itching. Now you don't have to treat cold sores with a surface treatment. Now that you have the penetrating power of new Varactin with a money-back guarantee, see package for details. Use only as directed.
Stick us in your ear.
Talk 7790 WWKY.
Good morning. It is 9 o'clock. Stan Cook has the news next. And if you haven't heard about it yet, it was disclosed exclusively here by Ann Northup on Talk 790 WWKY. We've got some news about the bridges. Stan will have all that. We're going to talk more about the death of Robin Appleby and how you would sentence Billy Ray and Alice Appleby. And how you feel about the fact as to what looks like an open and shut case, Joe Gutman let this plea bargain down to reckless homicide. I mean that. You get that kind of charge when you accidentally kill somebody when you're driving. And this was premeditated. I mean, they were trying to kill that girl slowly, more slowly, until the point she only weighed 72 pounds when she did die. The fact that she just did not happen to die of starvation. She died of
a seizure disorder.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, reportedly she was kind of a finicky eater from some of the reports you hear, and that's what she likes. She liked chips and cookies, so maybe at some point they went, well, this is what she wants to eat. This is what she'll give. We'll give.
But 72 pounds? I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to reconcile that.
And the coroner's report said she was severely malnourished. To me, there's some premeditation here, and I think the fact that in the plea bargain agreement, the Gutman and the prosecutors are not going to take any sort of a stance on sentencing, I think it's just a crime. Greg, you'll be up next. We're going to take calls all hour on this, 571-9959. Free call, Cellular 1, star 790. It is 901.
Your station for hot topics and hot tropics. Talk 790 WWKY, Louisville's talk station.
Good morning. It's 42 at 8:02. I'm Stan Cook with news on Talk 790 WWKY.
Miles, the weather word over the next few days, but we've got to deal with a lot of rain today. I'm meteorologist Joe Bastardi. Your exclusive AccuWeather 3-day forecast is coming up in minutes on Talk 790 WWKY.
A major announcement from Congresswoman Ann Northup concerning the bridges. And you'll hear it here and only here. I'll have that story and much more when the news continues on Talk 790 WWKY.
Just as a musical theme defines a composition, certain economic themes are defining our world. Advances in healthcare, from home services to biotechnology, infrastructure, building emerging countries and repaving the world, new markets for consumer products, from clothing to entertainment, revolutions in telecommunications, growth in financial services, and increasing demand for natural resources. At GT Global, we've turned these economic trends into opportunities with the GT Global Theme Funds, six mutual funds globally orchestrated for world-class performance. To learn more, call your financial advisor or 1-800-GT-GLOBAL. We'll send a prospectus with information about charges, expenses, and the risks of emerging market and global investing, including political and currency risks and the risk of investing in similar industries. Read it carefully before you invest. Call your financial advisor or 1-800-GT-GLOBAL. Distributed by GT Global Incorporated.
This is news on Talk 790 WWKY, brought to you by Louisville's exclusive Toshiba dealer, Triple M Business Products, where no one copies their service. A big announcement this morning from Congresswoman Ann Northup earlier in the day in an exclusive interview with Stu Williams. Ann Northup revealed, along with Indiana Congressman Lee Hamilton, she is seeking $40 million over the next 5 years for the construction of two bridges.
The money isn't in the bank, and we're going to have to work real hard for that yet. But what we have for the first time is real unity, true cooperation, a focus. I think everybody that's a part of both communities and both states are singing from the same songbook, and I think that that's been lacking in the past, and that you're going to really see progress now.
Congresswoman Ann Northup with morning show host Stu Williams just moments ago making the exclusive announcement that she is seeking $40 million over 5 years for construction of the two bridges. She will be holding a news conference later this afternoon to tell everyone else what you already know. Unexpectedly, the Board of Aldermen delays action on an ordinance to ban new dancing at Louisville bars. The aldermen concerned about the legality of that measure have now sent it on to the Attorney General's office for a legal opinion. In Bullitt County, the opinion is in. The adult entertainment ordinance there is said to be unconstitutional. The ruling comes from the Bullitt Circuit Judge, Thomas Waller. He says state law grants cities the right to regulate adult entertainment, but provides no such power to county governments. Credit card debt is up dramatically over the past 5 years. The Consumer Federation of America says everyone is to blame. They say the average credit card debt is about $6,000. The White House says it did not rent out the Lincoln bedroom to big campaign contributors. A spokeswoman, Ann Lewis, says the people who were staying there were friends of the Clintons, friends that the Clintons wanted to have stay over. In the meantime, the Senate's top Republican is calling for an independent counsel to look into fundraising irregularities in last year's election. Sports is coming up on Talk 790 WWKY.
So, you ready for lunch?
Yeah, let me just let the copy repair guy know that I'm going to lunch. Hey, Nick!
Yeah?
Yeah, going to lunch. Looks like you're going to be here a while. Can I bring you back something?
Thanks, but I brought lunch this time.
Okay, see ya.
All right, that does it. You're fired. You are no longer my best friend.
Why?
That's your copier repair guy. He's gorgeous. And it never occurred to you to introduce us?
Well, you could get to know him really well if you trade copiers with me.
Ouch, tough call. The perfect copier or the perfect man?
Yeah, a guy who fixes copiers.
I'll have to get back to you on that one. You know, our Toshiba copier from Triple M Business Products runs so well, we've never even seen our repair guy. I wonder if he's cute.
So how about it? You want to trade copiers? This could be your chance for romance.
Nah, I think I'll stick with my Toshiba from Triple M. Like my mom always said, a good copier is hard to find.
Looking for love? Try the personals. Looking for a reliable copier? Call Triple M Business Products, the official Toshiba dealer. Find them in the Yellow Pages under Copiers.
This is your big game station, Talk 790 WWKY. The showdown is set. It's going to be Kentucky and South Carolina squaring off over the weekend. That's because last night, the third-ranked Kentucky Wildcats knocked off Tennessee 74-64 to set up the matchup, the big showdown with South Carolina. Also, fifth-ranked Wake Forest defeated Georgia Tech 71-55. Cincinnati topped Southern Missouri 63-49. And Illinois over Penn State 87-65. I'll have more news in 30 minutes. I'm Stan Cook on Talk 790 WWKY.
This is meteorology.